The Chinese government has condemned America's latest sanctions against Iran while calling for a resumption of negotiations between the P5 plus one group of nations and the Islamic Republic over its nuclear energy program.
China has consistently opposed unilateral sanctions against a third country. We have always seen negotiation and cooperation as the best way to solve the Iranian nuclear issue.
Spokeswoman Hua Chunying was addressing reporters the day after U.S. President Barack Obama signed into law yet more sanctions aimed at forcing Iran to halt its nuclear program. The new sanctions target sectors of the Iranian economy, including state broadcasting. They came after satellite providers in Asia and Europe, under pressure from the U.S., agreed to take Iranian television channels off the air, including Press TV and its sister channel, Hispan TV. Analysts say China opposes sanctions in general because they mainly affect ordinary civilians. Chinese experts say the real aim of America's pressure on Iran is regime change. They believe Washington wants to destroy the Islamic Republic in order to strengthen its dominance in the Middle East so that it can then shift its focus to containing China in Asia.
On this issue, we must uphold our principles and protect our interests. America is seeking global hegemony, and we should stand up and oppose this. We must choose the path of justice, not only for the sake of China, but also the whole world.
Iran is a party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Its nuclear facilities are therefore under constant monitoring and supervision by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The UN nuclear watchdog says there has been no evidence of Iran's deviation from a peaceful nuclear energy program. America and its allies accuse Iran of secretly developing nuclear weapons. Iran rejects the accusation, saying its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. While America's intelligence agencies say they do not believe Iran has a nuclear weapons program, the American government protects the nuclear weapons program of Israel, which is the possessor of the only nuclear arsenal in the Middle East. Tel Aviv refuses to join the Non-Proliferation Treaty. In December, the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly in favor of a motion calling on Israel to open its nuclear weapons program to international inspectors. Among only six votes against the motion, two came from the U.S. and Israel, and three from former territories of the U.S. with compacts requiring that the U.S. guide their foreign relations. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.